Maybe you have seen the word firing squad in some slide of the talk of Nakamura. And maybe some of you already know that question or that problem, but I have to recall to some of you. This is a small problem. I've been able to find something on the military manual on the web for the main problem of the real firing squad problem is that you want that all the soldiers fire at the same time to kill the poor victim of the firing squad. And there is a real procedure, existing real procedure to do that, to ensure that at least most of the soldiers fire at the same time. So of course, in terms of cellular automata, the problem is that the order that the man which directed or generated the order to fire, that the order used different times to reach a different soldier, of course, because you have a speed limit for the signal. So, generally, in terms of cellular automata, that is a very simplest version of the problem. You have to design a CA such that for any line of N cells, but N arbitrary N, your automata, which if your automata starts in a configuration like this, say something like G, and the end of the line in some caisson state Q, then the evolution leads after some time step into a uniform configuration where everybody is in some state F. And of course, what you don't want is that in between those times the state F appears. Okay. And you want, of course, that a single CA works on every line of N cell. Well, okay, that's the difficult point. it's a very old problem. It has been stated in the late 50s, I can remember. And a well-known solution, a very simple solution, is that works that way. You just have to use a divide and conquer method. So you have maybe okay. I have it. But then you just have to compute the middle of the line. Okay, this is space-time diagram. So the space is here, and the time belongs like that. So to cut the line into equal parts, then you just have to send a signal at the speed of light, which bounces back on the one hand. And in the same time, you just have to launch a signal at the one-third the speed of light. And of course, if you calculate that point, it is exactly the middle of the line. And then you do the same thing recursively and mirror at the same time. After some time, when you cut all the space, you have the synchronization appears. That solution is very easy to implement if you know that scheme. This one uses only 15 states. It works in about 3n times. Of course, if you can calculate the time of synchronization, it's about 3n. It's not important, which is a real time. Since that problem was solved, the question was to design a solution in the minimal possible. What is the minimal possible time? Okay, see, it has been a long quest. you should also know, of course, that there is many variants of the problem. You can work with higher dimension, generalize the graph, the underlying graph. You can add fault tolerance questions. You can also add problems of So disappearing cells or adding new cells in between at the same time you are trying to synchronize, etc. So there is many variants. And I will show you that some have never been considered. So the problem of minimality has been a question. The minimal time is, in fact, it is easy to see that intuitively you at least need the time to send a signal from one end to the other and to send an acknowledgement back. So minimal times is certainly something like 2n. Okay, it's very hard. It has been very hard to design such a solution. There exist now many minimal time solutions, but okay, it looks like that. And the idea is just like the idea I already show you. You just have to cut the line into two pieces. But here you can try to start mirrored solutions on that point. Of course, if you do that, you are cutting that space, which is half the total space, into two pieces, two equal pieces. So you have to do the same thing, on the left part. But doing this, of course, on a recursively, you can understand that you have you have to cut here with an infinite many signals. So it is a it is very tricky and hard to design, but it is feasible. And one question now that you know that it is possible to do this in minimal time is in what minimum complexity, if you measure the complexity of the machine by the number of states that you need for that. It is a known science 86, which is in fact the world record, that you, you need at most 6 states. And the trick is to break the symmetry of the construction. It is very hard to design and to understand exactly how it works, but okay. We already know that there is no 4-state solution. It is possible to try that by exhaustion. No 4 states in minimal time. It is not known if it exists a 4-state in non-minimal time. Okay. So there is an open question that does there exist a 5-state solution? Okay. If you want to play with this. Okay. And it has been long believed that if you design a solution with a very minimal number of states, then you are, in some sense, it implies that you got a minimal, you are obliged to construct a minimal time solution. Okay. But recent results say that, in fact, it is not true. Since 2002, Seton Simon were able to transform the Mazoyer solution, the one I presented you just before, to obtain a solution which is not in minimal time but in 6 states. So this has been long believed, but it is not good. And since then, there was different other solution which was not minimal in time, but even in 6 states. And that trick, I'm not going to show you what is the trick behind this transformation, but it leads me to the idea of the extension I will present now. So this is the solution of Umeås, for example, which has been designed in 2006. It is not in a minimal time, as you can calculate if you want. But the trick is also that this solution does not solve not only the problem as started defined in the first slide, where you must start the protocol with a general at the left. Here you can start the protocol with a general at any position. In fact, okay, this is one of the variants of the problem. Okay, so. Even with 6 states, you are able to design a protocol which enriches the possibilities of synchronizations. The condition under which the synchronization is is effective, in fact. So, what you may always use to build that solution which is position independent is that it first design a solution which is not position independent, which works only with a general at the left, and then use unused conditions in the transition rules tables to extend the transition function such that it is possible to make some calculus which permits to set a general. You cannot that the general using the original solution is here in violet and the new general is now light blue. Okay, so that's the point. What can you do given a solution of the finance squad with a new transition rule and extending the automaton and the functionality of the synchronization problem? It was very surprising. First, if you let me add one state to the set of states and preserving all the transitions that you already have for solution of finance squad, then I am able to construct a solution with one more state, which solves the problem, the extended problem, in where you can use any state to start the protocol, any state anywhere on the line, and which solves an extended problem, which is asynchronous multi-general synchronization problem, so with many general on the line, asynchronous because you can start the different general may start the protocol at different time. Okay, right. It looks like that. If you this is a generic transformation, you can give me any solution. That transformation give me a new solution which solve all those problems. For example, if you give me such a solution, this is the original solution you gave to me, which solve the original problem, then the transformation is basically to add a new state, the dark violet one here, which is a new quiescent state, as you can saw, because quiescent gives you a quiescent state. And that new quiescent state is used simply to define a new rules, which if you put whatever the state you put in that context, you are just sending a new signal to the left and just start the original solution. Of course, this is an example of the multi-general solution. Okay, you can start with different general on the line. Okay, but is it possible to do some things without adding any states? So, is it possible to transform the solutions, adding functionality such any state can start, any position on the line, or things like that, but without any additional states? Okay, yes, it is possible, but we have to consider two different cases: the problem of position independency, if you want, and the problem of state independency to start the protocol. So for position independency, for example, I can give you I have no generic transformation to do that, but if you give me a solution, I tried to any solution I know, at least to known at least to me, and it works. For example, if you take the original Balzer solutions, I was able to transform it in a solution which lets you put the general anywhere on the line. Of course, it is not the original general of the solution of Balzer, which is blue. I use another state which was used for other things in the original solution, the violet one. And you can see it is a simple trick. I was able to transform another solution, which is the Jerken one. It is very similar to Balzer, so okay, it works. It was a little bit tricky for one of my solutions, for example. You see, it was possible, but that time, in this solution, the signal that you have to use is not very simple. But it was possible. Okay. Worse than this, it was possible to extend, for example, the Maxwell solution. And as you can see, it is not a trivial. What happens here is not very trivial, but it is due to the fact that, of course, you don't change the existing transition rule, so you have a constraint, of course. So the constraint is that some patterns must have to appear in that calculus. Okay. And I was able to do this for all solutions that I know. There is many, too many solutions that okay. It's the end. And the other case is the problem of order independency. What I call order independency, say that is it possible to extend the actual transition function without adding any state to synchronize whatever be the states used to initiate the process. So the original problem, but the state G. You can put a variable here and say for all x in the set of states, of course you have two forbidden states, the quiescent one and the finite state. For all x in the set of states, the starting configuration can be x and q to the end. It seems at first sight absolutely impossible, but it is possible for every solution I know. Okay, you have to make some sport and try to change me. Okay, the Bazier solution was an A-state solution, so you cannot start the protocol with a quiescent state of A-states. So, these are the six different starting conditions, the original one, and you can start the protocol even with green states, the yellow states, the violet states, light blue, maroon, I think. I'm not sure that the video has a good color. Okay, so it does work. The extension was very simple, so you can see that there is some new patterns that appear on the diagonal, but okay, it is not very difficult to send this. It was also possible, for example, for one of my solutions. You can start, the original solution was in six states, so you have four possibilities to start the protocol. Okay, not very difficult. It was also possible for Maxwell's one, which is also tricky, have a tricky transformation for some states. Okay. So it is strange at first sight, but it was possible for every solution. So, okay. The border effect, some border effect is that we have a new six-state solution in different times, because if you can look at this one, this is a foreign step solution to the finite one in six states. So okay, that's a border effect. But the question is that is there something general behind this, because I was able to do this for all solutions I know. So maybe there is something behind, and I don't know really know what is hidden behind this. So it is some property of the problem, in fact, that was not well stated, and maybe we can reformulate the problem. But one of my interpretation about order or position independency. For order independency, for example, I know that there exists some real phenomena, which are similar to this. For example, there exists something in physics. You can have water in a liquid mode or liquid phase, which is behind 0 degrees Celsius. But the freezing of the liquid appears whatever is the perturbation you introduce, the paddle hit, pebble throw in the water, or things like that, instantly the water freeze. It is well known to people which are making boats on Arctic regions. There is some similar phenomenon in the audience of the show, of a show. For example, at the end of the show, nobody wants to quit the room, but the process starts as soon as somebody try to put his clothes or get up or something like that. Yes. So it has some interpretation on this. So, and maybe it may help to distinguish different algorithms. Maybe I suppose that all the graph traversal algorithms have this property, of course, because the protocol is not really dependent of the of some data. It is just dependent of the start. You decide to start the protocol. It is just robust in the sense of you can start in any state. Okay, that's the end of my talk.